It is Thursday, May 7th at 7:56 p.m. We're now in the opening session at West Valley Water District. Let's start off with the...
You are unmuted.
Let's start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Young or Director Young?
Sure. All right, join with me. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Next up, we have Pastor Roxy Smith, Sold Out for Jesus here in Rialto, California. Bishop Roxy Smith, Sold Out for Jesus Ministries. Bishop Smith, thank you for joining us this evening. Yes, we are, ma'am.
Okay, so Father, we just want to say thank you for another night. And we just praise and we just thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the Valley Water District right now and for the meeting that is getting ready to start. Father, we just praise you and we just thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for all the participants that's going to be participating tonight. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for your blessing. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the blessings for tonight, Father. And we just thank you for the hedge of protection that's around each and every one of us. We praise you, Father, and we just thank you for loving us, saving us, delivering us, and setting us free. And we give you all the praise tonight for this meeting. And we just thank you. In Jesus' name, we believe it and we receive it. And we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah now. All right. Thank you, Bishop Smith. With that being said, Secretary Ashe, can you roll call of the board members?
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
We're still waiting for him to call in. Okay.
Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Is Kyle on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Here. And then is Dr. Taylor on the line yet? Okay. Okay, well, before we adopt the agenda, I guess we'll wait for Kyle to get here, Mike to get here. I just wanted to make a brief statement on behalf of myself and the board. First, I'd like to announce that May is Water Awareness Month. Water is a precious resource that we all appreciate and value. As we go through the month of May, let us all take actions in finding ways to conserve water. I'd be remiss not to mention this, but you know, this Sunday is a special day. We wouldn't be here without our mama. And the words of, dear mama, I love you. In the words of Tupac Shakur, we're happy Mother's Day is coming, and we want to bless all of the mothers throughout our community for being there for us, cleaning up our knees when we were hurt, giving us hugs and affection, giving us correction when we needed to. And so everybody get your mom a bouquet of flowers, some candy. Pick up the phone, call her, Zoom, whatever you could do. Thanks to all the mothers. I'd also be remiss if I didn't give a special happy Mother's Day to my wife, Daphne, for everything she does and, putting up with me and our kids, my kids. So today, I'd like to also update our ratepayers on our efforts to reform and improve services as West Valley Water District. For several months now, we've implemented significant changes to improve transparency, fiscal responsibility, and accountability. I'm proud of the reforms our board of directors continue to make. I know building consensus is difficult, but I know we're all working together to improve our district. I'd also like to take this time to thank our staff for their continued hard work during these changes in the COVID-19 pandemic. We have maintained full operation and have continued to deliver safe and reliable water. We cannot thank you enough. On behalf of the Board of Directors, thank you for standing strong and working hard to provide our West Valley Water community safe, reliable water. I know your work isn't easy and that every day you come to work putting your own health on the line for our community. We see you, we appreciate you, and thank you. With that said, our fight against this pandemic and for reform is not over. There is still much change and work to be done. In regards to COVID-19, our water district continues to remain closed to the public. However, our customer service representatives are still assisting ratepayers with account information. That's an important note for everyone who might be listening or other ratepayers. We do have a change in customer service. If you contact us, they give you a new account number. They will allow you to be able to pay online. The new system should be more user-friendly and easy. And I know for some individuals, they may have missed the notices or the emails or other communications. But please contact our customer service line. As you may know, we are not currently charging late fees or having service disconnections. Since our last meeting, we have ordered another 1,000 K95 masks delivered to ensure our employees remain safe while they're working to provide drinking water for our ratepayers, as well as hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes. Our water district is in the process of dutifully cooperating with the state controller's office with an ongoing audit. We believe that the state controller will release this audit in a few weeks. For us, over the last few weeks, we met with the auditor. We've heard from the auditors, reviewed their initial drafts, and submitted a response. The information provided by our state auditors is very unsettling. In fact, it is unacceptable, and we cannot allow practices to continue. That is why we have ensured changes to our CFO handbook, our HR policies, and our procurement policies. The audit is only further proof that we need to continue to improve and implement new reforms, practices, and policies that will bring positive changes at all levels of our organization. Together, we will continue to implement best practices and employ high qualified and experienced personnel to create the water district that our ratepayers deserve. These changes and improvements aren't just for staff. The Board of Directors is also dedicating to improving. With that being said, I'd like to thank Director Taylor, Vice President Crowther, Dr. Young, as well as Greg Young for completing all of their ethics training and ensuring that we comply with the best practices here in the state. These trainings were helpful as far as giving us, making sure we comply with the requirements and move us one step closer to our District Transparency Certificate of Excellence from the Special District Leadership Foundation. Tonight, staff will provide us with a presentation informing us on all of the status of our application for this certificate. I'd also like to thank Vice President Kyle Crowther and Director Greg Young, who have worked diligently with staff to establish and negotiate important agreements with partner organizations and other water districts, which will provide and expand and improve our water quality and supply. This is great work. Last but not least, I'd like to thank Director Dr. Clifford Young for his efforts as chairman of the External Affairs Committee to improve our communications. And demonstrate that our ratepayers are the lifeblood of our organization. I think we're turning a corner on our communications. And we're letting our ratepayers know what we're doing over here at West Valley Water District. Tonight, we will have an opportunity to adopt a measure that will build on our success in communications and public affairs and make sure that we are in compliance with the California Public Records Act. It is time we officially adopt our own policy. Thank you for listening. Together as a board of directors and staff, let's continue to build upon our success and keep West Valley Water District moving forward. With that being said, are all the board members on the line now? Everybody's there. All right, so let's adopt an agenda. All right, motion to?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Adopt the agenda.
I'll second it.
Second it. All right, Secretary Ashe.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crothers?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, next up, the public participation, Secretary Ashe.
Yes, under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is a time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. In an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and in accordance with the governor's executive order and the order of the County of San Bernardino dated March 17, 2020, there will be no public location for attending this board meeting in person. Members of the public may listen and provide public comment via telephone by calling the following number and access code, 888-475-4499, and the access code is 807-977-6383. Public comment may also be submitted via email to nfaruqi@wvwd.org. The webinar will also be available for public viewing by visiting www.wvwd.org. And that's it.
Yes. All right.
Hello, President Hawkins.
Okay. Was there any?
Okay. All right. Public comment.
We do have a number of individuals here to do public comment.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Director Gil Navarro. Director Navarro?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, Board President, Board members. My name is Gil Navarro. I'm elected Water Board Director of the San Miguel Valley Municipal Water District, and I'm here representing myself. My division, too, takes in the west side of San Bernardino, the whole city of Bolton, and the unincorporated area of Bloomington. And I just wanted to announce that I'm attending your meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Yes, President Hawkins. We do have a number of public comments that were submitted via email. First one is from Jackson Brown. Hello, Secretary. I'm sending you a comment for the meeting. The Sun newspaper stated, embattled West Valley Water District awards contracts to board president's friends. Since Hawkins was sworn in December 6, two of his friends and their businesses, Rodney Diggs at the Los Angeles firm of Ivy McNeil and Wyatt, Charles Chamberlain of San Diego public relations firm, Chamberlain PR, have landed contracts with the Rialto-based Water District. Hawkins has been friends with the two men since her days together at Howard University. Both men donated to Hawkins' campaign. Item number 8 is a consultant selection. Why does this item just not state that it's Chamberlain PR? Why must cronyism exist in the current state of COVID-19? Why can't West Valley Water District hire independent firms? Why must a business have a relationship with a board member? According to the Sun newspaper, just 2 years ago, however, Chamberlain was swimming in debt and filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy protection in San Diego on February 14th, court records show. The question is, how good of a public relations firm are you hiring when the firm previously filed for bankruptcy? One day I hope the Water District moves away from big consulting contracts. It seems now that the current board is all about helping friends, as stated by the Sun newspaper. I doubt my comment will make much impact because of the ethics previously displayed. Please consider allowing an independent firm to have a chance at a contract. I hope my comment is read at the meeting as I requested. I called earlier today and was told comments were read. Sincerely, Jackson Brown.
Okay,
he
next.
He provides a link for the article below.
Okay, next.
West Valley Water District Ratepayers Association, Don Griggs, President, May 7th, 2020. Comments for West Valley Water District Thursday, May 7th evening meeting. Yesterday was Nurse Appreciation Day, and I want to thank all the healthcare workers and other essential workers on the front line helping to keep us safe during these difficult times. That includes all the employees from the general manager to custodians who keep the facilities and ground clean here at West Valley. So thank you, Mr. Menzel, for overseeing the day-to-day operation. I also wish all the mothers living in the service area of West Valley a happy Mother's Day this coming Sunday. My mother just celebrated her 94th birthday a couple days ago, and I'm thankful to God she is still with me. So happy Mother's Day. I received a call from a ratepayer yesterday that caused me to go and read the agenda and packet of this meeting. There were many things that caught my attention, especially your closed session agenda items, but I will not comment on them, but will wait for Mr. Tafoya to report out. I did read from your minutes the remarks of President Hawkins, thanking the management team and staff for their tireless work during this difficult time and delivering safe drinking water that has not gone unnoticed. This coincides with my opinion as a customer drinking the water every day. Now I know this is not reported on it. In the Sun because some of the board members are pushing these negative articles, and I say that because they are the ones being quoted in the paper. I did cruise through the Chamberlain PR report for a brief review. I thought it was very comprehensive. It did highlight concerns Mr. Brown and I had during our talk with Dr. Taylor and Mr. Vice President Kyle Crowther back when they took over leadership of the board. That was a separation policy, making the board and the staff carrying out these policies without interference by the board members. I went to your website and I would like to quote what it says. The board of directors develops the policies that govern the district. The general manager is appointed by the board of directors to oversee the day-to-day operations of the district. Let me close by saying it this way. You do what we call the blame game. Does that sound familiar? And that, I just want to ensure that there was no other page. That's it. And then I believe
thank you.
We do not have anyone else on the line for public comment.
Okay, thank you. Special District Leadership Foundation presentation.
That is me. Okay, Nassim Faruqi, Public Affairs Manager, West Valley Water District. Thank you. Thank you, board members, for the opportunity here to present to you this evening. We have a presentation. How do I go ahead and? Where is that? Here, you could drive. Okay. So we have a presentation this evening. It's a status update of the district's ongoing efforts towards achieving the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence from the Special District Leadership Foundation. West Valley Water District's goal is to achieve the highest level of recognition for a special district by the Special District Leadership Foundation. Our first step is to showcase our compliance with all the state laws and regulations in three main subject areas: basic transparency, website presentation, and community outreach. In regards to basic transparency, the meeting basic requirements ensures that West Valley Water District is in compliance with all applicable state laws and regulations, some of those which include the Ralph M. Brown Act, Public Records Act, annual audits, and financial disclosures, which we have been complying with for quite some time now. For the website, we do have some requirements by the Special District Leadership Foundation, and ensures that West Valley Water District offers a resource for ratepayers to stay apprised of major projects and ongoing operations. In addition, requirements include board meetings, access to board meetings, access to board elections information, public records requests, financial disclosures, map of the district's boundaries and service areas, as well as general service information. And then outreach requirements. Outreach requirements showcase that West Valley Water District's commitment to engage and communicate with our ratepayers. These activities include annual budget public hearings, workshops, as well as ratepayer notifications and community events and meetings, including Earth Day District Office Open House and Calendar Poster Contest. Status. So we have been, there's been a number of individuals that have been working on this. I just began reviewing this, but there's been a number of individuals, including all the board members, that have been working hard toward achieving these requirements, and I thank you for everyone's collaborative efforts on this, because now we have been able to cross everything off and ensure that we are in compliance with all the requirements that are being asked of us by the Special District Leadership Foundation. The only one that we currently did not have was that we actually didn't have our own Public Records Request Act policy. A lot of districts don't necessarily have their own policy, but they do comply with the actual state policy. And one of the things that's being requested of us is to adopt a policy. And tonight, we have an opportunity, the board has an opportunity to go ahead and consider that for adoption. It lays out various different requirements that are, lays out different points that we're asking for the public or the media when they are requesting public records requests. It spells out a time frame and the process, who exactly receives a request, who processes a request, and what kind of time frame it is for them to receive a response. And also, it does address costs. When that item does come up, there were some small typos, grammatical errors that we wanted to address, legal counsel wanted to address. So I do have a revised copy here that Peggy will be able to hand out to everyone. And if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
So with the adoption of the public records request, will we have completed our application?
Yes, sir. We've been working with various different departments to ensure that we have everything necessary to move forward.
Okay. And then after we submit our application, how long will it take?
We've been informed by the Special District Leadership Foundation it'll take a few weeks for them to review and ensure that all the information is posted on our website. They have to make their checks, reviews in regards to posting of state controllers' information, financial audits. There's a number of different things that they have to check, so I would expect a few weeks.
Okay. Okay.
But we also do not know specifically just because during right now the pandemic.
Okay. All right. Well, any other questions? Vice President Crowther, Dr. Taylor?
I'm assuming that this policy here that we're looking at tonight has also had legal review?
Yes. It actually, we did actually, first of all, we did take it to the External Affairs Committee meeting.
Yeah.
And it was reviewed by the External Affairs Committee and recommended for adoption. Legal counsel did review the document, and that's why the version that is being distributed, there's a few issues, typos that we wanted to make sure that we corrected. But it's still consistent with the version that was printed in the packet.
Mr. Faruqi, I'm looking through this new revision. Is there any... Does the policy address at all keeping board members informed of the requests that are being made?
No, but that's at the direction of the board. It's a policy decision, and then as staff, we go ahead and implement whatever policies are adopted.
And yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I just bring it up because sometimes we have, sometimes we haven't. I honestly prefer that we are all kept in the loop. We shouldn't necessarily be as a part of the conversation, obviously, going on about it, but we certainly should be aware, because a lot of times I find out long after the case, oh, yeah, we had this huge, it's like, I don't know anything. So, I mean, whether that can be done maybe on a separate basis,
mm-hmm,
you know, like
mm-hmm.
a report, once a month or something, but to me, just because you are bringing this up, to me, I think it's good that we're adopting this tonight, but I would like to see more in keeping the whole board informed and not just maybe certain board members.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. I think we can take that up in separate from this. We can take it up in External Affairs if we do want to.
Why don't you put that on the agenda for the next External Affairs Committee?
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the presentation. Moving on, is there anything else, Mr. Faruqi? With nothing else?
No, at this moment.
Nothing else, the consent calendar?
Mr. President, I would like to move the consent calendar, but I would like to pull a few items first.
Okay.
I would like to pull item 5, 8, 10, and 11 for separate discussion and consideration.
Okay. Okay.
I'll move the balance.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second, but will you repeat your motion?
I would like to pull items 5, 8, 10, and 11 for a separate vote and consideration.
I second that.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Go for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Michael.
Okay.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. Okay, so, all right. So,
item
Greg, five. Here you go, number 5.
Okay, I want to actually ask that these minutes be tabled for this meeting, because I noticed there are quite a few errors in here, and I think rather than just trying to fix them all
right.
on
okay.
the dais, it might be best just to bring it back. But in particular, and I don't know if it's a software issue, but a lot of times it'll say unanimous, but there was a split vote. And it mm-hmm. did that like 5 or 6 times in here.
Okay.
You know, so I can talk to you afterwards.
Yes.
If that'd be helpful. But I just noticed, you know, when it's 1, but when it starts adding up, it's just like, might just be easier to fix and bring it back.
Okay.
So that would be my motion if we could table this to just address those.
All right.
If someone would second that.
Tabling all the
He's
minutes?
Tabling number 5.
Oh, no, but just number 5.
It's number 5.
Just, okay. Yeah, just for April 2nd.
I second.
Okay.
Like I said, there I think is an issue with the software.
Okay. Okay. The motion, Secretary Ashe, repeat the motion on the floor.
Item, let's see, it'd be consent item number 5 for the minutes of April 2nd. Will be tabled until the next board meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we have that. Do we have? Can we have unanimous consent? Okay.
Oh yeah. We get fixed.
We take the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. All right, next up, item number 8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. I was reviewing this particular contract, and I know we had a public comment addressing it too. I have some concerns on this item. Particularly, what's probably the most concerning is that I really feel that the RFQ period was too short. You're only talking 5 business days essentially, and certainly I can tell you, as someone who's trying to both telecommute and work from the office, it's really a struggle sometimes to get certain things done in a timely manner, especially working remotely. So I just want to throw this out here to the board that I'm not opposed to the idea of having a consultant help out with our department. I do have some concerns about the choice, but more importantly, I think that it'd be more beneficial, I think, if we extended that period so that we can provide enough firms time to possibly respond. Because it seems like there might have been a lot of people who got the application but didn't finish it for whatever reason. And I think 5 business days, especially with this COVID thing going on, may not have helped giving people enough time to prepare a proposal. So I would like to kind of put that out there as a suggestion. Also, one thing which does concern me as well, and this is just kind of a larger philosophical thing, is that it sounds like it's basically a perpetual contract. It's an annual contract. And to me, I'm not a big fan of contracts that just kind of go on forever. I know with the county, we're not allowed to contract like that. The longest the county will ever allow us to do a contract for is 5 years, and most of the time they prefer it to be three. So I mean, I would like to see a little more of a time frame put into this. I mean, if it's a two-year contract, let's just say it's a two-year contract. But the way it's written, it doesn't really specify. It just says $150,000 annually, but it has no terms. So that's something that gives me a little bit of pause. So I would propose maybe extending this period if board members would be open to that. And I'm more than willing to listen and have a dialogue about that, but I was just a little concerned about the period. I know this went before the committee, so I don't know if you two want to speak on it, but well, yeah.
Yeah,
No, those were like the two really big ones. Again, I do have some concerns, as people have pointed out, about perception in the one firm that is being considered tonight. But I don't want to dwell on that one. I think, to me, I mean, if we had a longer period and they still came back as the best option, that's one thing. But I think 5 days is just not a lot of time. So I don't know if staff want to comment on
staff
that.
Or Dr. Young or
staff. Let me comment.
Please.
First, I'm going to take the last issue. It's our understanding that if it's not in the contract, it should be in the contract that it be an annual contract.
That's what it says. It's an annual contract.
There should be an annual contract.
Chairman Young, Director Dr. Young, in regards to the term of the agreement, this is an annual contract. However, the standard purchase service agreement of West Valley Water District does have a term that is that the board has an ability to go ahead and modify for an annual specific. However, the boilerplate standard PSA for the district says agreement will be for a period of one year commencing on the effective date, terminating after 1 year after the effective date. This agreement shall renew automatically for continuous 1 year periods for no more than two additional years, unless either party prior to the end of the existing 1 year period delivers written notice to the other party that the agreement shall not be extended. This is in the hands of the board of directors. If you choose to go ahead and limit it to 1 year, that is, you do have that ability to do so. But it does specify in there that it is a 1 year contract.
It does specify it's an annual 1 year
contract.
What
page is that on, Mr.
Yes, it's packet 138. I'm thinking 138. It got cut off at my
bottom. That was our understanding as a committee.
It does. It does say that it renews automatically for 1 year periods up to 2 years. That's the decision of the board.
Okay. Yeah. Because like when you look at the task order, it's worded just annually. But I see what you're referring to now.
Dr. Young,
is that okay?
Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I looked at the previous time that we hired a PR consultant, and we did it within the same time period.
Mm-hmm.
So if firms, you know, we did it within the same time period.
But was that in the middle of COVID?
Hold on, Dr. Young.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is there anything?
I'm satisfied with the way we proceeded.
If I can just share some information.
Yeah, please.
If that's okay, Mr. President.
Okay. Yes.
I worked with our purchasing staff to ensure that we were compliance with all policies, and reviewed and ensured that we reviewed the policy in regards to our purchasing policies that's approved by the board, and it does state that adequate public notice of the invitation for bids shall be made in sufficient time, not less than 10 calendar days, prior to the opening of the bids, and that's one of the things that we did. It's 10 days, I understand. Director Young, your concerns that you brought up. However, my request in regards to the importance of having someone assist the district during this time is we've been now under a state audit since July of last year, and as President Hawkins did state that we are expecting the release to happen in the next few weeks, potentially days. We don't know. However, it's very important that for transparency purposes and public outreach, that we have the ability to be able to answer all records requests that happen, media inquiries, anything that comes from ratepayers, that we respond appropriately. And as well, there was a very critical and transparent assessment that was done of, one, my department, as well as other departments, components of the district. It was very critical, about a 100-page document. And there are recommendations that are being made. And some of those recommendations, obviously, will benefit the district, will benefit ratepayers, to ensure that outreach is performed appropriately, that people are ratepayers are informed of different major projects that are taking place, new innovative technologies, and different resources that we haven't used in the past.
Yeah. And thank you for that. And in no way was I ever disputing the need and the importance of it. Mm-hmm. You know, but when we only really get two back, one of which is so outrageous that I don't think we'd ever consider it. And we only have 5 days, and we're in the middle of this global pandemic that is disrupting businesses left and right. I'm not saying we didn't follow policy and procedure. I'm just saying this might be one of those rare times where you might give it a little more time.
How many people actually pulled down the application?
It was 11 different entities that did pull the information down.
Do we know if that's separate entities or
yes.
Just downloaded 11 times?
No, it actually names a different organizations.
Okay.
And if you have any other questions, but I appreciate Chairman Dr. Young's assistance in bringing up, hearing out my concerns with the public outreach, transparency, and making sure that we, for the ratepayers, we do what we can to ensure that we're able to respond appropriately.
President, I move to accept item number, what is it?
Eight.
Okay. Is the motion on the floor? Is there a second? Okay. Dr. Taylor, second. Dr. Taylor, second. Secretary Ashe, let's call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
No.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
I'll abstain.
Okay. All right, moving on. Motion passes. Moving on to item number 10.
Mr. President, for this item in number 11, I just wanted it to be pulled because we've generally tried to do it in the past, and we can obviously have this discussion as a board in the future, but we generally try to do the legal bills as considerations and not part of the consent calendar. So if someone wants to make a motion on it, I am not in the way of that.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on item number 10?
Item number 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make
the
motion that we pay the bill. I'll second the
motion. Okay, the motion's been moved and properly seconded. Secretary Ashe, call for the vote.
Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Abstain. Okay.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. Okay. Next up, item number 11.
Mr. President, I make the motion that we pay the bill.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All right. Secretary Ashe.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, now moving on to, board reports.
No, we have the regular business matters.
Okay.
There's business.
Number 10.
No, I'm sorry. Number 10 and number 11. Item number 10, approval of Cactus Basin Water Spreading Agreement.
And if I could just say a few words on this matter. So myself and Vice President.
A few words?
Yes, I'll try to make it short, Mike. Myself and Vice President Crowther have, you know, as the Engineering and Planning Committee, worked with Clarence, Robert Tafoya, our legal counsel, Joanne, and other members of the West Valley team, along with our counterparts at Valley District, to work out this spreading agreement. As we've talked about some of the issues with the FBR project and being able to discharge Valley District, and I do want to thank June Hayes for all her leadership in helping us on this one, pointed out that Valley District would be willing to be a helpful partner to help us deal with this situation. So I do want to thank her and the San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District staff for agreeing to meet with us via a Zoom meeting, kind of on the fly to put this together. UTC was kind of giving us a very hard deadline of having an agreement in place in order for us to take advantage of their $100,000 offer.
Bless you.
So the spreading amount was kind of recalculated, so it is a little bit higher than the $100,000, so we would be on the hook for $110,000. Plus some miscellaneous fees maybe related to permitting and things like that. But this would allow us to take advantage of UTC's offer to pay $100,000 of that cost. So this is what the committee along with staff was able to put together. And so I think I'll take the liberty of speaking for Kyle that the committee would ask that, that you would support this.
Bless you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
There are motion or any questions?
Questions or motion?
I thought you were sneezing.
If anyone has
hopefully
any questions.
Hopefully it's not the coronavirus.
I hope not. I hope not. Oh, oh.
We need to end the meeting.
We
right
need
away.
To end the meeting. We need to end the meeting.
So, yeah, if anyone has any questions, we can
answer. Are there any questions? Unless there's any questions, do we have a motion on the floor?
Second it.
Well, I think we need to. Oh, okay. All right.
Did you motion? No.
Okay. Motion. It moved by Dr. Young. I mean, motion made by Dr. Young. Moved by Dr. Taylor. Let's call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael
Mr.
Taylor.
Mr. President, this is Robert Tafoya. Could you please clarify that motion? What is the motion?
Approve number 10. There you go.
Approve the Cactus Basin Water Spreading Agreement?
Yeah, the grammar is a little funny, but it's all right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. All right, moving on to item number 11.
Mr. President, I make the motion that we approve item 11.
I second.
We already have a second. Oh, no, we are. Call for the vote. Getting late.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. Next up, moving on to board reports by board member. Any board members have?
I don't have one.
Okay. Vice President Crowther, anything to report?
No, sir. I just wanted to thank the staff for their continued hard work during this trying time that we're all going through. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, not only within our staff, but within our community. And thank you all for sticking with us in this process that we as a board are constantly trying to do and move forward in the right direction. Thank you guys. Good night.
All right. Dr. Taylor?
Yeah, I'd like to take about 20 minutes just to thank everybody and go over tonight's agenda. And now I'm done. Thank you all, and I appreciate what the staff's doing in the district. And I really appreciate the fact that you guys are coming out to the houses with us directors and taking care of business. That's it. Thank you.
It's okay. I think tomorrow we're going to open up. All right. Then
Mr. Young, Director Young.
All right, I'll begin my four-hour diatribe. No, just kidding.
I have you beat on diatribes.
Yeah.
Leave you here by yourself.
Well, I would just certainly echo.
We'll adjourn.
Yeah, I will certainly echo all the other comments as far as wishing everybody a happy and wonderful Mother's Day. I know it'll be a very important day for me for spending time with my mother as well. I did want to just briefly kind of give a, I guess, an update. Hopefully it's something which we'll be able to bring to the board soon. But myself and also Vice President Crowther have also been kind of on an ad hoc committee for some time working with Valley District on trying to find a solution to some of our disagreements with the Groundwater Council. And so we were initially kind of looking at maybe doing a side agreement, but I think that we're really close to maybe addressing the concerns that we had and that I particularly had from, you know, now probably what, about a year, year and a half ago now. So we are waiting on a letter to be hopefully approved by San Bernardino Conservation District. And I think that once we have reached that point, I'll be able to bring this item to the full board, hopefully at our next meeting, to show you what it is we've been able to work out to address some of our concerns. I'm very pleased that it looks like we might be able to join the full agreement after all. Valley District was particularly very helpful in trying to make some changes administratively to address some of our concerns, and now we're just trying to put a little pin in the one political issue that was a real stickler for all of us when this first came to us about a year and a half ago. So I did want to let board members know that I'm hopeful that we'll have that maybe at the next meeting. And I do want to thank Vice President Crowther for being a part of the conversation with me. And again, I also want to thank June Hayes for her leadership and Heather and Milfred. The three of them have been doing a lot of yeoman's work behind the scenes to try to resolve the politically sticky issue. So again, I look forward to possibly being able to put this on the agenda for our next meeting. So thank you.
Great work, you two. Moving on, legal counsel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The board considered the lawsuit involving Matt Litchfield in the West Valley Water District in closed session, case number CIV-PS-1904733. The board voted to accept a settlement agreement with Mr. Litchfield for $99,999.99. The vote was unanimous. That concludes my report.
No, we had one holdout.
Yeah, one opposed.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's here 4-1 with I believe it was Dr. Young.
No. Vice President Crowther voted no. Thank you.
Who voted no?
Crowther voted no. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, with that being...
That concludes my report.
All right, I know the...
I have a couple of questions on the to the general manager.
Oh, okay, yes.
During this time, are we on schedule for the budget?
The answer is yes. The CFO has been meeting with the different departments, and we're on schedule.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Okay.
We've got feedback, and now putting everything together, compiling the budget, and with anticipation of discussing it with general manager next week and getting ready for the workshop the week after.
That's okay. Are you looking at the organizational structure or just the fiscal?
Just the fiscal, but there has been some changes, so I'm taking those into consideration.
Some changes coming from the prior budget?
That occurred recently that will affect the budgetary process and the allocation.
What changes?
The staffing settlements, okay. Basically.
Things of that nature.
Okay, let's.
I know the governor said there were, the state had a $56 billion shortfall. I'd be very concerned with where we.
The danger in that to us is that the governor may decide that he want to raid some accounts, and we're a big fat target for that. So we need to think about some strategies to avoid that. We know Governor Brown came in and raided redevelopment and really hurt cities.
Yes,
I have. Yes. I've been trying to listen to see if there were any indications from Sacramento, and you get nothing. So, but we need to.
We currently our dependence on Sacramento money is pretty minimal.
Okay. Let me explain what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the governor has the ability to say, West Valley, you're sitting on, let's say, $50 million. That's not accurate. I want your $50 million to go into the state general fund. That's happened in the past. So I think that's something that we need to think about. We may need to develop a strategy to avoid that. There's some strategies that you can avoid that.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. From what I'm looking at, there isn't a whole lot for him to take, because if he does, we'll just won't exist. So I'm not overly concerned that we have an abundance of reserve that the governor can say, oh, we're sitting on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I know because of COVID and... Like you said, some of these litigation costs and other stuff, we have to really look at our budget.
That's the area that I'm looking at tremendous, very, very closely. The expenditures that we are incurring, we may not see an effect or impact on it now, but I am planning into the next year. That's when, you know, from December, the fourth quarter of this calendar year, is when we're going to start experiencing the impact. So I am building that thought process into my budget.
Let's discuss that in the Finance Committee meeting coming up next week.
Will do.
So that
I agree with that. Sounds like a good idea. Discuss that in a financial meeting.
Yeah, so at least we begin to think about it. And it's not just... laying out there and can be a surprise to us.
Oh, no. That was not our intentions at all.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions for the general manager or updates from the general manager?
Yes, we have two. Martine was going to, our HR manager was going to give a brief summary.
What?
I didn't hear you.
What are you? Are you set to give a brief summary, or are you okay, or what?
I thought that's what we talked about Tuesday.
The GM is referring to the Hawkins company.
We're fine.
Briefed today
we're
already.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. We got briefed already.
Yeah, we're
all
fine.
Right. Okay.
We're fine. Anybody else need?
This is from Tuesday's meeting.
I know, but
okay.
Now and we're at 9 o'clock on Thursday. So
now we have the CFO. At the last board meeting, it was requested that he comes back, even though Dr. Bill Mathis's bills were approved. Mm-hmm. He was asked to bring back a report, and so he's done that.
So the last can we receive and file, or do we have with the report? Can we receive and file the report, or what? Can we do that? I mean, this isn't.
I did not. It wasn't included in your package, but if you'd like to.
It's in the packet?
Can it be distributed to the board? Because it's not an item.
No, it's just discussion.
It's just a discussion.
You can just send it to us.
Yes.
Email?
Just email it to us.
I'll email it to all the board members.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. So move.
I second it.
All right. Unanimous consent. But we are adjourned.
Good night.
All right. We're not trying to one.
night, Chief.
All right. Good night, Chief. Good night, Robert.